You're listening to KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Welcome back to This Week in Weed. The recall is over, and preliminary election results show Governor Gavin Newsom beat GOP challenger Larry Elder by a landslide. Newsom was elected to the state's top job in 2018, just 2 years after Californians approved Proposition 64, which legalized recreational marijuana use. At that time, Newsom was the lieutenant governor and the highest-ranking state official to throw his support behind the measure. While he was an outspoken proponent then, how has the Newsom administration dealt with cannabis, and could pot have a role to play when he'll likely be on the ballot, again, a little over a year from now? Here with us to talk about it is Leafly senior editor David Downs. Thanks for coming by, David.
Thanks for having me.
Since Newsom took office in 2019, pot's profile has risen both in California and nationally. Should the industry be giving him specifically kudos for that increase in awareness, or was it inevitable?
Gosh, Gavin Newsom, I don't think gets enough credit for the role he played sticking his neck out super early on marijuana policy reform over the years, starting with his time as a mayor in San Francisco. He then, you know, helped lead and chair the Blue Ribbon Commission to look into what Proposition 64 would ultimately read like that was put before voters. And then he oversaw the rise of the legal cannabis industry here in California, the biggest adult use market in the world. And when the pandemic hit in 2020, he led the way by designating cannabis as one of the quote unquote essential industries, which led to a boom in sales for cannabis and a supercharging of the industry's growth as it was. And we're still in the middle of dealing with the growing pains of a lot of the things that he set in motion. So he's very much the Pied Piper of marijuana cannabis or marijuana policy reform on the national and the international level, despite the disagreements that some of the industry has with him.
So it sounds like many of the industry insiders have positive things to say, but as you just hinted at, there are some people that might be, you know, detractors. What do they say?
Ed Rosenthal, a major grower in Oakland, who was part of historical efforts to legalize and advance reform, endorsed Gavin Newsom. But then immediately you could see in the comments on Ed's Instagram posts, the full range of fringy types in cannabis that do have legitimate issues with the rollout of legalization in California. There is an extreme left and an extreme right in cannabis, and they wrap around and sort of meet with regard to critics of how it sort of things have rolled out in California. At the same time, the people that they were endorsing, like Larry Elder, didn't really have any like big solutions to the structural problems with California's newly legal market. He was just tapping the latent frustration from a lot of players who continue to struggle to operate in this market.
Now, David, I get the impression there are two camps here. You have the policy people who are pleased with Newsom, but then you've got the people on the ground, like the purveyors and the growers, and they feel like there's a lot to be desired. Is that about right?
Right. And I think there's an important through line for voters and listeners, which is that California policy is this lens that brings into focus all of California's problems. And they really do stem from contradictory impulses in the electorate. Think about the tussle between local control and building housing and the homeless issue. That's playing out in cannabis. Think about the tussle between liberals and taxing and spending and wanting those freedoms versus actually enforcing the law and providing incentives for legal operators to act legally. Gavin Newsom sits at the top of a lot of things he can't control in California, and the rollout of legalization and the trouble with expanding more local stores or all the sort of problems are just broader problems with how California handles growth, how California handles licensing, those kind of things.
All right, so let's talk politics. The governor staved off the recall, but he is likely going to be on the ballot again next year. What is he going to need to do to have the cannabis industry on his side in 2022?
I think he can really help by looking at the tax rate or looking at the regulations. They're in the process of merging three bureaucracies into one, and it remains to be seen if they can reduce the barriers to entry to legal cannabis in terms of the regulations there. If he puts forth local incentives to regulate and open stores, that's going to loosen the bottleneck in legal cannabis. And he also needs to promulgate equity fixes that is around drug war victims who are trying to get access to the industry and how that process works. It's not really working smoothly so far. On the other hand, you know, he has to deal with calls for increased enforcement and compliance, which for the most part have been non-existent due to COVID. So if you're a good actor in legal cannabis, you're seeing bad actors run circles around you and the enforcement sort of be non-existent. But overall, I mean, Republicans are going to have to put forth solutions to these intractable problems in a way to take votes away from Governor Newsom. We didn't see that this year. And I mean, I don't know who the GOP has on their bench or what their think tanks are coming up with. But in the war for, you know, hearts and minds and for ideas, Gavin Newsom remains to be the one to beat.
Do you think if the GOP embraces a free market approach, maybe that could win over more people?
They might like lower taxes and say they like lower markets, but they put 100% prohibition tax on cannabis and threw hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people in jail over decades for this, you know, it would be hard for them to convince a big chunk of pro-cannabis people that a conservative is the way to go.
We've been talking to David Downs. He is Leafly's senior editor. Thanks as always for joining us, David.
Thanks, Matt.